From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Farai Chidea, sitting in for Alex Chadwick and Madeline Brand. Along the coastlines of the Indian Ocean, survivors, family, and friends gathered today to mourn the dead and the missing. More than 200,000 of them were swept away in the tsunami, which devastated 12 countries in the region 1 year ago today. We have two reports marking the anniversary. Coming up, the factors which produced a major outpouring of disaster relief across South Asia. But first, in Thailand, there have been several major ceremonies today in the southern provinces hit hardest by the disaster. The region is recovering. The government has built tsunami warning towers along the beaches. Tourism is picking up. Hotels are being repaired. Reporter Dwali Saikautau has spent much of the past year reporting on a Thai Muslim family living in Phuket. She brings us this story.
Ban Lagoon is a Thai Muslim fishing community nestled among palm trees and banana leaves on Phuket Island. The sounds of tropical birds such as mynas and coals blend with the call to prayer while rain falls softly on rows of temporary homes. Life is better, says Mariam Adaway. Her family is one of thousands now living in new housing provided by agencies such as CARE, World Vision and the Thai Red Cross. The 39-year-old mother of six sits outside her home, which is about the size of an average living room in the U.S. Before the tsunami, Mariam and her family rented a large house near Bang Tao Beach. They would have been described as a middle-class family. Today, as Mariam stares at what's left of her material possessions, she reflects on this past year.
My life before the tsunami was much better than now. The tsunami was a nightmare, and every day since has been waking up from that dream. Everything is gone.
Gone, too, is Mariam's youngest daughter, 10-month-old Husana. The baby's body was found some 9 hours after the tsunami. Since the death, Mariam says her husband, Dulor Adaway, has suffered from depression. He forbids anyone to talk about the child now, but during an earlier visit with the family, he told me how he felt about her.
I'm very sad. The little one, she was the most precious. Of all the kids, I love her the most. She was too young. I haven't forgotten her. I won't ever forget her.
The Adaway family almost lost a second daughter, 5-year-old Rusama. After the tsunami hit, she was found severely injured. A tree and other objects had slammed into her. When doctors finally examined her, they found that part of her skull was missing. Her brain was not damaged, but as she grows, her doctor says, Rusama will need a costly operation to repair her skull. Mariam doesn't like to think about this. For now, the mother is just happy that Rusama can walk again.
Rusama, she is okay now. She's getting back to normal. When I asked to take her to the beach, she's still afraid of the tsunami. She says she doesn't want to go near the water.
When Rusama is given dolls to play with, she often asks about her little sister. Allah took her sister away for special reasons, Mariam says, but Rusama asks why the sister doesn't visit her in her dreams. Some days are harder than others for Mariam and Rusama. At Rusama's school, children are actively engaged in learning, but Rusama is quiet and distant, sitting behind her classmates. She missed many months of school because of her injuries. The teacher says she tries to get Rusama and other students to talk about their feelings.
The children before tsunami, all of them so happy. And after tsunami, she must to take care and look after them very, very well because almost all the children were scared. And she must to take care, and she want the children to tell her what happened of that day.
Children affected by the tsunami, including Rusama, are getting better, says Chai Wat Mun Noon. He's a child psychosocial and protection officer with the UK-based organization Save the Children.
Now, most of the children that I know, the most of the children we have been working with them, they're getting better from the bad feeling. You can see, like, they would like to show people, they would like to talk with people about what they have been doing now, not about in the past.
Dr. Benjapon Panyayong agrees. She is director of the Mental Health Recovery Center in Phang Nga Province, one of the worst affected areas in southern Thailand. She says in the areas where she works, children are more playful than 6 months ago. And she says relief workers from many countries have helped the survivors, especially the children.
Many people come to help. People in Thailand, here. And I asked many people that, how do you feel when someone's like come to visit you again and again and you talk to them? They said that they feel good because many people are concerned about them and then give some support to them. Not like irritable or like angry with them or something like that, because someone that you invade your privacy in your country maybe, but in Thailand it's good.
Bulldozers widened roads and made additional parking for the traffic this month. Many tsunami ceremonies were held throughout affected areas. Surinan Vejajiva was responsible for those preparations. He said the commemorations were held not only to remember those who were killed, but also to show Thailand's appreciation for the assistance it received over the last year.
We have been very grateful for all the help we got, both foreign and both from the Thai communities, which have helped out a lot. You know, there were Thai students driving down to the south without anyone asking, voluntary helping out people. I have met a lot of teams from all over the world, you know, Japan, Sweden, Europeans, Americans, everyone who have sent out disaster relief teams. And we would like to also say thank you to all the people who have been helping us out.
On this secluded beach in one of Thailand's national parks, Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat visited with families and victims of last year's disaster. He laid the foundation stone for an expected tsunami memorial. Mariam Adaway was not in the crowds at this designated beach. Instead, her family held a private religious ceremony praying for prosperity in the new year. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Phuket, Thailand.